being an expert on pardons, I watch this from a perspective maybe different than most. But the point of curiosity for me was whether or not Blagojevich would be going into prison, kind of the way George Ryan did. Ryan went in very angry, bitter, defiant, and professing to be innocent, you know, in no uncertain terms, as he went into prison. Blagojevich, I think, when all is said and done, pretty much went in the same way in terms of substance. You know, his style was different. You know, he appeared at times a little more upbeat and chit-chatty, and, you know, he went into his legendary political tirades and whatnot. But when all is said and done, he took very little responsibility for anything that he did. He referred to himself as going through things and experiencing calamity and having to go through ordeals and bearing a cross, this kind of stuff. I mean, stuff that kind of sounded like things were happening to him, as opposed to he had done some things to cause him to be in the circumstance he was in. He did use the word mistake. I guess we could give him credit for that. Very early, he used the word mistake. And it took Ryan several years in prison before he ever used that word. So I don't know, maybe Blagojevich is a little ahead of the curve.
Overall, did he help his case for clemency?
Well, you know, contextually, I just have to point out, no one is really a good candidate for clemency these days. Pardons are freakishly rare, and commutations are even more rare. But I tell you something, it says something about the state of affairs, I think, in a big way. Earlier, I was talking with Sam Adams Jr., who formerly represented Governor Blagojevich at trial on WLS, and Mr. Adams said that he thought Blagojevich was innocent, they didn't get a fair trial, and that his punishment was way too harsh. And at the same time, he said he didn't think a pardon or a commutation was even a slight possibility. And, you know, you put those two together, I think it says a lot about the political environment. But the fact of the matter is, governors as a class of people historically have done very, very well when it comes to having charges overturned or receiving pardons or commutations of sentence. So I don't see this as something that's kind of beyond the realm of possibility. How you go into prison, yes, is something that can be factored into a clemency application. Every time George Ryan asked for clemency, usually around Christmas, the critics could say, hey, he's admitted to doing nothing wrong. He hasn't apologized at all. And that didn't help his case. And it looks like Blagojevich is, you know, starting generally in the same area, if anything, just maybe a little further down the road.
It did seem like he was may have been going in that direction at the beginning of his speech, and then kind of took the turn to, you know, this is these are the facts as they are now,
yeah.
And it kind of backpedaled.
Well, Mr. Adam explained/rationalized that kind of language by saying, well, you have to keep in mind that who's watching him and that he has an appeal underway, and that to accept responsibility, if you will, might be confused with an admission of guilt, and that's not just the game plan that he has in mind. So I don't know, maybe there's something to be said for that. It just occurs to me now also that Blagojevich did say that maybe, emphasize the word maybe, a lesson that he may have learned is that he maybe could have been less proud, which isn't much, but it occurs to me that was also mentioned earlier, very early on in the speech. But I don't think, if I understand your comment, I don't think he was derailed or anything. I don't think he came out there to unequivocally apologize and somehow or another it all went wrong.
Yeah.
I think he said, you know, what he wanted to say. And it's interesting how he was willing to do kind of that, you know, the political ramble kind of thing in such a profound kind of critical moment in his life. That's the nature of the beast, I guess.
What could he have done, perhaps, to make his chances of getting clemency a little better?
Well, again, you know, no one's chances are really good, but it seems to me what he could have done differently is not ramble, not give a political speech, not seem so defiant. You know, I think there's something to be said for being humble and humbly submitting yourself to the majesty of the law. And, you know, there were places where he almost seemed to kind of get into that territory, but he just never did quite do it. And, you know, I think those are things that can show up on a clemency application later on. And, you know, for people who say, oh, there's just, you know, the chances of this are really zero, I would say, well, you know, there are a lot of people who don't see him as a similar kind of criminal to George Ryan. You know, a lot of the animosity toward Blagojevich is personal. You know, it's a negative reaction to his personality. And, of course, there's no crime for having a bad personality. Whereas the heat toward George Ryan was, oh, it was solid, substantive heat, you know, about crimes and favors and even, you know, contributing to the death of individuals. So and Blagojevich is not, they're not, I don't think they're comparable that way. And so I think his chances for clemency are at least potentially a lot better than Ryan's. And so little things like this, the language you use before you go into prison can matter further down the line.
Well, how long should he wait before he submits his application to the White House?
Good question. you know, generally, the longer you serve your sentence, the stronger your application becomes, if you will, because you can say, well, you know, I've served 50% or 60% or blah, blah, blah. But again, using Ryan as a comparison, Ryan started applying for a commutation of sentence the first Christmas after he entered prison. So, I mean, he'd literally only been there a couple of months, and he started down that route. And, you know, if you're of one school of thought, you could say, well, he thought he was innocent. And so, you know, if you think you're innocent and you shouldn't be there for a single day, then, you know, start applying day one. On the other hand, I think you look at it and say, well, that's kind of tacky looking and suggest that there's still a failure to admit guilt. So I don't think there is a solid answer about when to apply. That's going to depend upon the approach that you're taking, frankly. If you're insisting that you're innocent, then I guess so, pull out all the stops, start applying right away. But if you're going to accept guilt, then maybe waiting a little bit longer is the more convincing thing to do.
Finally, how likely is it that President Obama will give Blagojevich some sort of pardon or clemency?
Well, I think, let me just spell out a couple scenarios. One is that Obama loses the election, in which case, you know, presidents leaving office have done some of the most bizarre things imaginable when it comes to granting pardons, including, you know, Andrew Johnson pardoning people who were involved in the conspiracy to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. So the pardon of Blagojevich would not even be close to the strangest thing that ever happened in the history of the world, should that happen. I personally don't believe President Obama will lose, so I think Blagojevich is probably best chance, optimal chance, for anything like an early release would be the final December of the second term of President Obama. We know today that one out of every two pardons for the last 40 years has been granted in the month of December. So you figure the last December, right before Obama leaves office, is probably going to be about as good as Blagojevich is going to have a chance anytime soon. And if he doesn't make that, then it's probably very likely he will serve his entire sentence or the maximum required.